Hello and welcome back to Rough Cut Wrestling. I'm Drew.
And I'm Josh.
We didn't upload anything last week.
No.
Due to some unfortunate events. But we both did watch WrestleMania, obviously, and we both did do our bingo cards, which we talked about. And if you want to see our cards and go back and check out that video. So let's get into these cards.
I just want to say one thing. I personally think, as the commissioner of bingo, that the winner of bingo should have to get at least one bingo.
Did any of us get bingo this time?
Only because Josh got bingo.
I did get a bingo, in fact. In fact, I was the only... Hang on, I'm going to actually look right here at this camera. And let me point to the Rough Cut Wrestling fans. I don't know. We don't have a name for them. But, yeah.
Call them Cuddy.
I'm the only person who got a bingo. But yet... Spoiler ahead, I scored the least amount of points by
really?
1 point.
I'm just going to go ahead and remind those viewers that you are the person who made up the rules and points.
I'm just saying, you can't exactly call it the inaugural, undisputed, universal Rough Cut Wrestling Bingo Championship because I'm disputing it right now.
I mean, it is undisputed because we didn't get bingo.
Fair.
I'm disputing it. And besides,
well, I did get the
You did get more points than I did.
Yeah.
By one.
I was talking about the Royal Rumble bingo.
Oh no. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You beat me by one.
Okay. Even with your bingo, I still got
more things. One more point than I did. Yep.
But wait, so does that mean I won bingo?
Well, you remember when we were talking about it? This would be a great point to cut in that episode of Bingo,
yeah.
Like in black and white or something like that, and then it would go back and it would remind them exactly what happened.
Really low scoring, we might do that again.
Yeah,
maybe I should print my own bingo card.
Yeah, you should do your
secret
do a secret
card.
A secret TJ bingo card.
That would be funny.
See how I do. I might do it.
I think you should do that.
Okay.
But TJ had asked, should I make a bingo card? And I went, yeah, why not? Well, turns out the math makes it so there was a tie.
Did me and TJ tie?
With 15 points.
No way.
We both got 15.
Yeah, so.
Now we're going to fight to the death. Ready?
Well,
okay.
So it's, well, so I'm just saying, you know, there's no title winner. No one has won the inaugural undisputed universal RCW bingo championship.
So the title is vacant.
Disputed at the moment.
Right. And I would argue, what better tiebreaker than the number of bingos? Look, if I'm being honest.
No one saw that coming at all. Didn't really lube them up for that.
I'm just saying.
You did get bingo.
There is no winner as of yet. It was a tie. So, backlash is when we will determine
okay.
Who is the actual winner.
So, our backlash bingo card. Backlash. Surely there will be no tie unless somehow there is again.
It could happen again.
I would like to add, I would also like to put my own picks in for backlash bingo as one of the defending champs.
Yes, one of the three defending champs.
Of RCW.
There was no winner, so that means that I am equally 33 1/3% champion.
Correct.
But I'm a genetic freak, so you know, it's more like 75. So the funny thing about my card was I only needed one thing to happen to get bingo.
And what was that?
And my one thing was just to have Cody beaten bloody. But he
did not happen.
He didn't bleed.
Which was
night
surprising.
Two. I couldn't. I was like, really?
Yeah, he didn't bleed
I was like,
on either night.
This one will be super easy. And it just didn't happen.
I agree.
I almost got several bingos.
Really?
Off by one.
Actually, I did have another one that was off by one. And that was tag team breakup.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. Some of mine were a Stone Cold appearance would have gotten me a bingo.
That that would have also gotten me a bingo.
Alexa Bliss return would have gotten me a bingo.
A bingo?
Yes. A bingo. There's another one. Hang on. I can read. If Damian would have cashed in on Cody, I would have also gotten a bingo. So,
it would have been great, honestly.
And the one I was the most disappointed about was Punk calls Drew the chosen one, which he did not. I listened so intently.
He did not.
He did not say that.
So I was close.
I wanted him to, but he didn't.
Well, what was your bingo?
My bingo was in the top middle, brass knuckle shenanigans. There were, in fact, brass knuckle shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea retains. Then it was JD interference, which did happen in the ladder match.
Yeah, he did.
Regeneration X spot, which mm-hmm. did happen in the ladder match. And then finally, Slim Jim flood of ads,
yeah,
which did happen.
And I also like to point out, the Slim Jim car was there.
The Slim Jim car was there.
It was there.
Did you have it on your card?
I didn't get it on mine.
I didn't get it on mine either.
Me either.
Was Slim Jim car left out? Man.
Yep. I can tell you one that I definitely didn't get. Usos match is an instant classic. Jesus.
Oh, man. I guess off of that, if you want, we could just jump into the WrestleMania 40
sure.
talk.
Let's just talk about WrestleMania for a second.
Yeah.
I want to start with, do you think night one was cannibalized? This is how I described it. Night one was cannibalized by the Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody match.
Yeah, I 100% think it was, because watching it, there were good matches on night one. The standouts were probably the ladder match, Rhea's match against Becky.
Sammy Gunther
in the main event. And then in there you had Jimmy versus Jay.
Yep.
And I hyped that match up way too much, and it really underdelivered for me.
I wanted that match to be really good, and I thought it could have been, but it felt as if, and I don't know anything, there is no rumor of this, or there is no talks about this, I feel like somebody took that match and cut 10 minutes off of it.
Yeah, I can 100% see that.
And I feel like that may have changed the outcome of the match, because I also thought Jimmy was going to win, because, of course, Jay doesn't really need the win,
mm-hmm.
but obviously they're going to continue the feud now.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because Jay's going for the World Heavyweight title.
He is.
So Jimmy's probably going to pop up for that at some point.
Potentially, yeah. Well, and if he's even still on the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Which we don't know now.
Oh, yeah.
We are a few shows in the future from WrestleMania, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Overall, what do you think about some of the other Night 1 matches?
I really liked the Sammy and Gunther match.
It was very good.
I thought it was really good. I did not expect Sammy to win. In fact, I think I was very, very strongly against Sammy winning. I'm fine with it. I just, and we'll talk about this too, I just feel like Sammy's going to have a hard time hitting the caliber of matches Gunther was having.
I think it's going to be tough, but I think he can do it.
I think it's just because of the kind of character he plays.
Yeah.
Makes it really difficult.
Yeah, because he's the underdog, and like everyone knows that.
He is an
the underdog.
Underdog.
Yeah. But I think if they kind of reel back on the underdog stuff and present him more as a legitimate.
Sure.
I mean, the underdog thing has been his thing for a while now. But if they present him as a more legitimate champ, then I think that's going to help a lot. And I think that's what they should do.
I mean, I agree. I'm glad that there seems to be a feud starting.
Yeah, with the Chad Gable heel turn.
Yes. We'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing at a time. We're jumping around a little too much.
Yeah.
My next standout is the finale match. I did not expect them to fight in the crowd. Very hyped about that.
Mm-hmm. And The Rock looked great.
The Rock did look very good. And he was willing to put over Cody and Seth at many times. So I figured The Rock was going to come out and look like a god. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't stop him. He's unbeatable. No. He wrestled like a normal wrestler to me.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I felt like he was putting over Cody and Seth more than even Roman did.
I mean, honestly, yeah. Just, like, having The Rock be there and, like, letting them get like
yeah,
the
offense. He was built
in.
Up so much, and then the two of them were able to kind of get one over on him, and then obviously The Rock pulled out at the end, but mm-hmm. like, you know, we expected that, right? We expected the Cody loss night one.
Yeah. I really liked that match. I thought, I mean, I feel like the past couple WrestleManias, there have been matches that kind of stole the show, but this WrestleMania was really like, okay, yeah, the main event is the main event, and they were the best matches of both nights.
Yeah, I actually do agree with that, though I will say that ladder match, though.
It was great.
It was
so fun to watch.
I loved the Judgment Day entrances. I love DIY embracing the DX stuff. They're still embracing the DX.
They are, yeah.
Love Awesome Truth getting to win. A-Town Down Under was a surprise for me.
Genuinely, yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, right. And they won first. They won early.
Super quick.
Yeah, and then they kind of laid on the ground for a while. Yeah. I mean, like, they were in, but, like, they weren't winning the other titles. Like,
Can you imagine if they got both?
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladder match was great.
Mm-hmm. You were right about that one, because I believe you predicted...
I did predict Awesome Truth. Yep. I predicted Awesome Truth. I thought New Catch Republic would win the other belts.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's also what I was predicting too. I don't foresee A-Town Down Under keeping them for too long. At least I hope not.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I did. Some people say I think I've heard some people say that they didn't think the Rhea Becky match was that good, but I thought it was good.
I also did not think it was that good.
Really?
Yes. And I actually have an opinion about its positioning in the lineup of matches.
Okay.
And I think it...
I mean, it being first surprised
me. Well, so, yeah. So, keep in mind, it was very, very cold that first day.
Yeah.
Not only was it very cold, but we did find out afterwards that Becky had strep throat.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm thinking maybe that's why they both moved up the match and made it a little quicker, and why it seemed like both people were like a little off their game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it was probably very difficult to practice. It was probably very, very difficult to actually perform in that cold. Because even the crowd was not very hyped night one.
Yeah.
You know, outdoor stadium, it's extremely cold out, and it only gets worse as the night goes on. Overall, I think that was probably the second worst match of night one, or maybe the third worst match of night one.
Yeah, I mean, when you stack it up against everything else, I can see that. But I don't know. I still enjoyed it, and I thought it was decent. I liked Becky's ring gear a lot. I thought that
it was
cool.
How it was
had like the book.
Well, and you know what? All the 3D, or not 3D, like the AR elements, mm-hmm. I actually really liked them this time, except when Becky walked through the book. That did not work for me.
That
I was not a fan.
Did not look great. I was like, what? She just walked through the book. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was weird. And it like wasn't even, and it was like clearly just they just like put a big rectangle over it and just said, oh, have it fade out.
Did you hear that WWE is apparently done with those AR graphics?
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw the Big Time Bex one. It's like, what is this, dude?
Bianca's severed lips.
Yeah. The only ones that I think that truly looked like great are like the Judgment Days.
Judgment Days do look really good, actually. There was that.
I wouldn't hate if they kept the Judgment
There was
Days
that thing. Shot at Australia where it was the sunset and they managed to catch like the Judgment Day, like Reaper things, like in front of the sunset. It was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And they did different ones this time that were kind of like, they were like a little bit more animated. Like they had more like chains and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I like how most members of the Judgment, they kind of have like their own one. Like
they
Dominic's
do.
One
yeah.
has like him breaking the chains or
yep.
whatever. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's done hard times, so.
He has, yeah.
Yeah, I think overall for night one, I would say Jay versus Jimmy, very disappointing. I actually thought the second worst match was Jade, Bianca, and Naomi versus Damage Control.
Yeah.
And the reason I think that is because I think it could have been a good match. There was no build to it. And on top of that,
there was no build at all.
And on top of that, Jade once again comes out to wrestle for collectively maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah. Hit her three moves of doom.
Yep. And then put away someone in their big WrestleMania match. Just so that way Jade Cargill could be at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, I just think it was a cool historic moment just to have three black women get the win at WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, my thing mainly is just that it's just not much build. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that kind of stuff. I mean, that stuff's great. But I would have liked more time, and it felt like, oh, we want to get Jade on a card.
Yeah. And they didn't really make damage control look all that strong either.
Not even in
incredibly weak. I mean, that you got Dakota Kai in there, who's like just got back to actual in-ring competition. So,
and they made Dakota Kai ate the pin, didn't she?
I think she did. Yeah, because they probably wanted to protect the women's tag team champs. So
sure,
that makes sense. So yeah, I guess night two, which I think overall night two was a lot better.
I want to clarify my statement from earlier when I said the main event cannibalized the other matches. I think it cannibalized all of WrestleMania. And the reason for that is because night two was perfect. That was a near perfect pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
If you just took night two and you didn't even do night one, that would have been a 10 out of 10 pay-per-view.
Yeah, I agree. It was top to bottom, banger after banger after banger, as Sheamus would say.
So much happened. I mean, let's start with a big one in there. Drew McIntyre.
I forget that was the first match, right?
Was
it?
Yeah.
I think that's what I think that's what it started with.
I don't even remember the order. I in my head, I'm just thinking about all the different things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking up the order right now?
When that match started and Drew hit that Claymore in like the first three seconds, I thought we were seeing a repeat of Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan.
That was crazy. I was like, I was totally not expecting that at all. And on top of that, I also wasn't expecting Seth Rollins' entrance as the Owl Man.
That entrance kind of had me scratching my head a little bit.
I thought it was awesome. I loved that entrance. And then no broken dreams.
There was no broken dreams.
There were no broken dreams.
I don't know why they didn't do it.
Broken dreams didn't come till after the match.
It was so funny. Like, someone on YouTube made like a custom like Titantron entrance thing of like Drew's entrance with broken dreams and then like a cool rendition of Seth's theme, and I was like, they should just use this. This is like amazing. But yeah, no broken dreams. I still think that entrance is goated and he should bring it back one more time. But
I mean, and on top of that, it's like, I thought CM Punk's commentary was solid.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like he took away from the match a little bit because it was just talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, much like to a lot of people's argument with me, Snoop Dogg, I think, also took away from the...
I'm not going to lie. I think Snoop kind of cooked CM Punk on the mic. He was so much more entertaining to listen to.
I mean, he was entertaining, but it was just like, it was all just like... I don't know.
Him being him.
You know me. I love Booker T. I do. Mm. And I love like the random wacky like comments, but Snoop Dogg just like kept going. And I was just like, oh my God, are we actually going to get like any actual like announcing? Like, I like Snoop Dogg being at the unofficial like member of every WrestleMania, like the unofficial like official who comes out here and just does shit every WrestleMania.
Yeah. Cause he was there at 38 and has been there every time since.
Yeah.
I hope he just keeps showing up.
39, my favorite performance by Snoop Dogg after Shane McMahon blew out his knees.
Oh man.
Which was bad.
That was terrible.
We haven't gotten any updates on that either.
No.
Not to my knowledge at least.
I wonder if he ever will show up. Maybe he'll show up.
Maybe. I don't know. There's some weirdness. I mean, Stephanie came back.
Yeah, she did.
So that was cool.
Because she came out at the beginning of night two.
She opened up night two, which was crazy. Because, like, we saw her at the Hall of Fame, but it's like, okay, sure. But everybody goes to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But her getting to, like, open up night two, that was pretty intense.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I thought it would just be Triple H again or something.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, back to Seth and Drew. It was a good match.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite
Drew
part
was really strong in the beginning, and then Seth started getting some offense in, hit a couple stomps.
My favorite part was when I accurately predicted exactly a moment that would happen in the match. Drew McIntyre is out by the announce desk looking at CM Punk, and then here comes Seth Rollins coming up behind him to hit him.
Yep.
It's just classic. It was a good match. I was surprised with how many. It was just a finisher, 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 finisher. It was crazy.
Yeah. Claymore stomps going back and forth.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And they had like that big section where they were like dodging each other's moves. It was pretty good. And then of course
the ending.
Yeah, the ending. Arguably my favorite part of the whole thing. Sorry. Yeah. You know,
I mean, the match was good, but that
I'm,
was
I'm
crazy.
I'm you know, I'm whatever about Drew McIntyre. Damian Priest, though.
Big fans of Damian Priest, yes, on this podcast.
Yes. We love Bisexual Undertaker. You know, he posted a thing. He's like, I don't know why people are calling me Bisexual Undertaker. Bro, somebody's calling you Undertaker in any context.
It's a compliment.
That's a compliment. The fact that they just look at you and they associate you with Undertaker, you're already doing pretty
good.
You're
winning.
Regardless of what they want to add on to. I mean, who gives
a
fuck?
So crazy.
Yeah.
So funny.
That's what they were calling him in the YouTube chat. It was awesome.
So Drew wins. He's emotional, and then he decides to get in CM Punk's face.
Yep.
CM Punk takes off his arm brace,
hits him with it.
Damien's music hits, and
bah, 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 bah.
Hits that South of Heaven, and
yeah,
he's our new heavyweight champion. And
clean.
Yeah.
And what is that? That's the second time it's ever been cashed in at WrestleMania, right?
The second, yeah, because Seth was the first.
Yeah, Heist of the Century. I still think Heist of the Century was better.
Because it was in the main event.
Yeah. Well, and it was like such a unthought of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
At that point, it had not been done before,
right,
at WrestleMania.
So, like, I still think Seth gets the best cash in, but I like the fact that they didn't just let Damian sit on that. I'm glad that they're giving Damian this opportunity because I think Damian deserves it.
Yeah. 100%.
And you know, you were talking about like historic type things. I believe what he's like the first since Pedro Morales
to be a Puerto Rican champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope I do legitimately hope he holds that belt for a while.
I think he's going to.
I want him to.
Yeah.
I mean, I also want him to break off from the Judgment Day, but you know, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work, him breaking off from the Judgment Day, but it might happen.
Well,
him and Finn might start going at it.
We did see something like that on Raw. So.
What other matches do we have on night two? We had...
After that was Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits against the Final Testament.
That match was actually pretty good, too.
It was,
one of the Dudleys.
Yeah.
He was the special guest referee.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was the match that Snoop was on commentary for.
Yep, Snoop was on commentary. That was actually a pretty good match, I feel like. Mm. There was a lot of like action in it the whole time. It was definitely like you're just slugfest, like break a table, like do all this.
Oh yeah, that was the match where didn't the table like break?
It did.
Yeah, there was like a table botch.
There was a table botch.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. It happens.
Yeah. Did AOP get the win on that one? I don't know. I'm forgetting.
No, Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits won.
Okay.
Yep. Because Snoop then came out and like celebrated with them.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Yep. That match was a gin and juice sponsored match.
Yes, it was. Every match had a different sponsor.
It did. Yep.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that. How did you feel about the Prime on the ring mat and on the turnbuckles?
Hope they never do that again. Wow, it was lame.
Yeah.
Not only did I think it's lame, they didn't draw any attention to it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they mentioned it like one or two times on commentary. I'm kind of glad. It seems like they're just not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're not. Like, I don't have a problem with it on the turnbuckles, but like dead center in the ring, I'm just like very against. I feel like I don't think it hurts anything. Like,
yeah.
I don't think any moments were hurt by it. But it's the fact that if you were going to do that, get a bunch of sponsors and cover the entire mat with it. So it's like even. Don't make it like one thing. Now, granted, a big part of that, I think, was just to promote Logan Paul as a heel. I think it was just like, oh, he's violating something sacred to wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't actually think that that's necessarily going to be like a real thing all the time.
I hope not.
Or we're not confirmed that it is.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was kind of goofy, especially because there were some shots where it's like Cody's on the ground.
Next
to the Prime logo, like in this highly dramatic match, like this once in a lifetime match. And it's like, and there's the Prime logo, like right next to his fucking face. Like,
yeah, I hated it for sure. But while I was watching, I didn't really notice it all that much. It didn't distract me or anything. Like, I thought it would more than it did.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still just like, come on.
Like I said, I if it was smaller and it was in like the corner, like if you did like all around the canvas except the middle, mm-hmm. ironically enough, I think it would be way better. I think it'd be way more acceptable. And I'm not even saying they can't do that. Here's my thing. If they were to do that, like let's say when they do this Netflix thing in like 2025,
mm-hmm.
put as many ads on the ring as you want on the canvas. If we get adless Raw and adless SmackDown, I will gladly put as many logos as you want on the canvas. Cover the whole canvas. Sticker bomb the canvas if you want.
I don't know about that.
Bro, I'm being real.
If they could work out something like that,
give me 2 hours, no ads on Raw, every match on Raw would get better.
Yeah, I don't know about sticker bombing, but if they could work something out to just give us adless Raw and SmackDown when it comes to Netflix, I'd be all for it.
Yeah, legitimately. I think, because I always feel like matches get ruined by commercial breaks in the middle of them.
Yeah.
I really think it hurts a lot of good matches.
Yeah, another thing I don't get is even when they do the picture-in-picture thing, they don't give us, like, audio.
Nope, and they don't even do the whole thing, usually. Usually picture-in-picture is for, like, one match. They don't do picture-in-picture the whole thing. So it's like, yeah, that one match kind of didn't get interrupted, even though there's no audio,
mm-hmm.
which is fine because they want you to hear the audio for the ads. I don't really like picture in picture.
Me neither. I hate it. It's dumb.
I prefer it to just watching the ads, but I still don't. It's still not like my, like, I would rather just see the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully when they get to that streaming model, hopefully they figure out a way to make it adless.
Yeah.
Because like I said,
even if it's just like, here's all the ads before you start watching.
Yes, I would gladly watch.
Even if it's like 5 minutes, I don't care.
I would gladly
play
watch
like
five minutes
before the show starts
the
or whatever.
Show starts. Yeah, I would gladly do that. Like if like just right when you tune in, it's like, oh, 5 minutes of ads. Okay.
Yeah.
I would do that. Yep.
Easily.
So Randy Orton and Kevin Owens riding the golf cart down.
That was so funny.
They're definitely forming a tag team.
They gotta be.
Right? I mean, they teamed up against Logan Paul, and I thought it was hilarious because it's the two most trustworthy people on the roster. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
It works so well.
You can trust them. Yeah. There has never been a tag team that has ever, ever had a problem with either of those guys.
No.
They're the perfect couple. I ship them.
Listen, there's a little bit of a bromance there. I'm not gonna lie.
It's great.
Maybe there is.
I love it.
I especially like Randy, because Randy for the
longest. Do we think this tag team could be better than RK-Bro?
It's already better than RK-Bro.
Okay. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I loved RK-Bro. I can't lie.
Okay, yeah, sure. But I'd love it if Matt Riddle wore some boots or something.
Hey, wrestling barefoot's a choice.
It is definitely a choice. It is definitely a choice. I saw those feet sometimes when he was going up for those drop kicks. There are some guys on the roster who had some foot crud on them at the end of those matches.
Ew,
I can tell you that.
What? Okay.
Well, yeah, he's walking around in bare feet. It gets like stuck and everything. At least on your boots, it's like it gets wiped off a lot. But it's like on your skin, it doesn't go fucking anywhere. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I
anyway,
like them better than RK-Bro.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%. I like them better. They haven't even formed their team yet. Hear me out on this. RKO.
I mean, yeah.
It writes itself.
It writes itself. It's too good.
It's perfect. And on top of that, like, I love their little like dynamic duo thing where it's like, we're just gonna beat up Logan Paul for a while. And then there's like that moment where Randy almost RKOs Kevin Owens. He's like, hey, it's like, I didn't think we're doing that.
Are we doing this?
Are we doing that yet? And then they just both go, no, not yet. And they agree to fight Logan Paul.
That was a really funny spot.
It was a great match. And honestly, I also like the fact that Logan Paul like just barely scraped by and kept the belt.
Yeah.
I love that. I like Logan Paul as like the, I don't want to say underdog, but like scrappy kind of character.
Always like narrowly gets that win.
Yeah. I really like that about him. And I'm glad he's willing to play that character because a lot of people aren't willing to be that guy. You know, I thought when we were watching him versus like Ricochet, I really didn't like his character where he's like, oh, you know, I'm the best, you know, dude ever, and I'm doing all this stuff.
I made you go viral.
Right, yeah, it was just annoying. It's like, I don't mind that, but it's like, that's what everyone does.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's what Grayson Waller did for a long time. It's what Austin Theory did for a long time. They're both still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what The Miz used to do. Zack Ryder, when he was heel, did that. Shout out to Matt Cardona.
Shout out.
He's doing some stuff.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's in the indies, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like the indie darling right now.
Yeah. But it's like that's been the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that he's kind of like doing some different things and trying some different stuff.
Yeah, because he should. He's new to it. He should be trying different things, doing stuff.
And also, he's just good. He's a great wrestler.
Phenomenal. So. Something else we have not talked
Phenomenal.
About.
Phenomenal. Great segue.
Oh, hold on. We haven't talked about iShow Speed.
What is there to talk about?
I don't know. It was just funny.
It's another Prime Bottle person. Who would have thought?
I don't know. This one actually like shocked me because I was like, there's no way it's this guy. And like, it was funny to me to see the reaction of the iShow Speed thing to people that aren't even into wrestling.
Yeah.
Some of my friends at work were like, dude, I saw Speed get RKO'd by Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Like, so many people I talk to that aren't into wrestling saw that and thought it was
funny.
Did
you see that he played 2K24 after that, and then he, like, fought Randy Orton?
No. That's so great.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I expected it to be somebody.
I thought it was going to be KSI again.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I always expected to be somebody. It's always a spot. It's actually my least favorite thing about Logan Paul is, like, the internet celebrity spots, which I don't have a problem with necessarily, but, like...
Yeah.
Out of all of the good things about Logan Paul, I think that's like the weakest one.
Yeah. It's a funny bit, but.
Yeah, it is funny. I'm surprised they didn't do more with the Prime Hydration Station.
Yeah.
Because they had it over there, and I was fully expecting it to be fully utilized by Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Like, I figured they would do a spot where they had him over there, and they were, like, dumping all of it on him.
Didn't The Rock use it?
The Rock used it, yeah. Both The Rock and Seth Rollins, they, like, drank and then, like, spat. It was actually, I think, Seth Rollins who did it first.
Yep.
Yeah, it was cool. It was good.
Next up is AJ Styles.
So speaking of phenomenal.
Yep.
AJ Styles' new entrance theme.
It was good.
I also agree it was good.
Did not hate it.
Doesn't it sound a lot like Solo Sikoa's? Kind of like the vocals to it.
I think I'd have to listen to it again. And they like. I also hope they just like uploaded it, like actually upload it, so I can listen to the whole.
Yeah,
thing
I don't know
soon.
If they actually did or not, but yeah, it to me it sounds a lot like Solo Sikoa's, like just like the like rap parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, for for reasons we can't play them, but you know, you can listen to them on your own time and determine that. But I think they sound very similar, which is not a bad thing because I think Solo Sikoa actually has a really good theme song.
It fits them very well. Yeah, it's good.
But yeah, LA Knight showed up in the Slim Jim car.
He did show up.
And then
in
he gave
Jim.
Away the keys to like the
to
fans.
The Slim Jim fans that won the giveaway.
That was really funny.
The match itself was fine.
I thought it was actually way better than I thought it would be. I was very surprised. I was expecting that match to be the throwaway match of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was. I have a hard time saying it was the weakest match of night two. But, I mean, it almost has to be to some degree.
It has to be, but it still isn't bad.
Like,
whatsoever.
Yeah, it's, like, weakest by, like, a percentage point. Like, it's, like, not even, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of new music, Bailey had a whole new entrance in music and
stuff.
I
actually really didn't like Bailey. I don't really like Bailey's new thing.
Yeah, like the whole Egyptian.
Oh, thing. I mean, that was whatever. I think that's just a one-time thing.
I mean, I thought like the song sound even
the
like,
song the
like,
song that is her new song.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm like whatever about it. I Sometimes I like the little like word things they do beforehand. Sometimes I don't. Role model is like weak.
Yeah,
in my opinion. I feel like that's
I get
like
why she's doing it. She's trying to go like she's going back to the face.
Well, sure, but like she was kind of already
like.
Doing
what does the song need to say? Role model before
yeah.
like.
Well, that's gonna needs. Be like her thing, right? Yeah. Like, you know, honestly, let's just be glad that it doesn't just say role model over and over again. I mean, could you imagine somebody who is close to Bailey with a song that just says the thing that they are over and over again? I can't think of anyone like that.
Who are you referring to?
CEO. 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 Jesus Christ, shoot me. I hate it so much. It's so forced. It's so forced. I like Mercedes Moné. My God. Somebody should have stopped her. Yeah, I'm just not big on Bailey's new thing.
Really?
I like her being face. I'm just not big on like the role model face thing.
Yeah.
I
don't think she needed to go back to the whole role model thing to be a face.
No.
Maybe that's something she wanted to do.
Maybe.
To kind of revisit
yeah.
that aspect of her character. You know, I just think we just got to see where it goes. I think it's okay.
So you're a big EO fan.
Huge.
How do you think this match went?
I think it went good. I think they came out and they had a really, really solid match. I mean, obviously she lost.
Yeah.
Which I was sad about.
Feels like it's been a while since we've seen a rose plant.
yeah, actually.
Doesn't it?
Feels like it's been a while since we really... I don't want to say it's been a while since we saw Bailey wrestle.
Well, but like seen her like actually like
actually
wrestle
do
like
a
for
big
yeah.
match. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it has for sure. Mm. I actually think this was the weakest match of night two.
Really? You think it was weaker than AJ Styles and
yes.
LA Knight?
Yep. I feel like AJ Styles and LA Knight brought it. Like it was a really like it felt like an epic confrontation between them. Like it really did feel like the tension was building. For Bailey and Io, it just didn't, I don't know, it felt empty to me. Maybe that's just because of, like, the foregone conclusion that Bailey was going to win.
I mean, I see that, but, like, even, like, on the technical side, Io did this really amazing counter. I think it was the first time Bailey was going for the rose plant.
Yeah, she put
like
her hands down and
out
she
of
did
it.
and she did a handspring.
So cool.
Yeah, no, it was cool. She also did that when she jumped off the ropes, I think it was. I can't remember exactly what the move combo was, but I believe there was like some kind of counter off of the ropes. I just remember her hand springing off of a not a botch, but like a failed attempt at coming off the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
No, there were a lot of, I think it was a very good technical match. I just feel like it just didn't feel like it had like the momentum that a lot of the other matches on night two had.
Yeah. And I mean, that also could be playing off of the fact that like, a lot of the build for this match was sidelined because of, you know, the whole Brock and Cody storyline.
Yeah, geez. Bailey being left off of posters and people forgetting that she even won the Royal Rumble because they just wouldn't say it or they wouldn't bring it up. And it's like Bailey has to go out there and be like, hey, by the way, just letting you guys know,
hey,
I won
the
Women's
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I do also have a match at WrestleMania. That was crazy.
Yeah. I think it delivered... I don't think it was the best match on the card, but I do think it was better than the other women's title match.
Oh,
overall.
Yeah. I know. I agree. I do think it was better than Becky Rhea. We're a little bit removed from it, so it's hard for me to place like some of the specific elements like in the match.
Yeah, I'm trying to like recall things from the matches too, and it's a bit hard because it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, the only one that I remember a lot of the things for is the main event, which you know when we get there, we'll get there. But yeah, I think Bailey deserves this championship. I really do. I mean, not to say Io doesn't, but just to say like I think Io's title run was kind of meh.
Yeah, she had some good defenses, but. Near the end, it kind of started to like wind down because, like, obviously, people once you run the Rumble, it was like, okay,
right? Well, and honestly, maybe that's part of it was just because I never even for a second thought EO was gonna win,
yeah,
not even for like a second,
yeah. I don't know what they do with EO now. Like, do they bring her back and have her continue feuding with Bailey, or do they?
I think it depends on if Damage Control stays together,
yeah.
We haven't seen them at all. We've seen them. I think we've seen them, but I'm betting we're waiting till after the draft.
Probably.
To really see them again.
Yeah. After that match, did we have... Is that the main event after that one?
After that, it is the main event.
Okay.
Man.
The Bloodline Rules match.
Cody versus Roman. I just want to start by saying the worst part of this match was the Bloodline Rules aspect of it. Because... Pointless. Another pointless stipulation on the match.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it reminds me of Tribal Combat. What was Tribal Combat? Oh, it's a no DQ match. Oh, what's Bloodline Rules? Oh, it's a no DQ match.
No DQ match.
Cool. I'm glad we were consistent, at least.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. It was easily, I think, one of the best matches we've had in a very long time. On top of that, Roman, as we saw in night one and night two, looked fantastic.
Yeah, dude looked somehow even more jacked.
He's really like getting ready for the Hollywood type thing.
Yeah, he got the Hollywood build going.
Yeah, I mean he slimmed down a lot, it seemed, and he was like way more like defined, but it gave him a good look. I was surprised at how competitive the match was early on,
mm-hmm.
Because I kind of figured this would be a thing where we would get interference right from the beginning, but no, like the Bloodline Rules aspect of it was
really kick in to like maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was really only for weapons. Yeah. Like they did some weapon stuff.
Yeah,
the kendo stick stuff.
That
was like the main thing for it.
And then it was Jimmy that came in first?
It was Jimmy, yeah. So Jimmy came in and stopped. And basically, did he actually super kick Cody? I can't even remember. But he stopped Cody from getting a pin on Roman.
Yeah, that's right. And then,
Jay ran out. Yep.
And then they did the thing
Jimmy ran after Jay, and then Jay speared him through a bunch of tables. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was like one of our Avengers for our Avengers Assemble moment.
Yep.
Of course... one of the many surprises of this match, and it all happened in like the last 10 minutes of the match. I love how we're just skipping right to the last 10 minutes of the match. The whole match was kind of built on hitting that super finisher Cody Cutter, the triple crossroads. That's it, not Cody Cutter.
Yeah.
The triple crossroads, where it's like what the Tres Amigos of Crossroads.
Yeah. The Three Amigo Crossroads.
That was like the big thing for Roman was Cody kept hitting one or two and he would not land
the third.
I mean, geez, man, he must have done that move what, like 12 times that match? Mm-hmm. 13 times.
I real quick, I do want to talk about one of my favorite spots in the entire match was just seeing Cody spear Roman through the barricade.
Yeah, that was cool.
That felt so good.
That was cool.
Just to see that be done to him.
Yeah, that was a great moment. We got to talk about like the last 10 minutes, for the most part. I mean, so John Cena comes out to counter Solo Sikoa coming out,
yep.
Which was interesting because that was really not who we were expecting in the Avengers Assemble.
Yep.
And then Seth Rollins comes out to the Shield theme.
To call back to the point where when he told Cody that I will be your Shield.
Yep. Comes out in his Shield
gear. A lot of people
thought
we were going to see John Moxley come out. Could you imagine?
I am seething.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you because there was such a delay on the Shield music. It was like the Sierra Hotel. Like they started doing it and I was like, oh, okay, sure. It's Seth. I knew right away. Oh, it's Seth. But then they spent so long on the crowd that I was like, Is it just Seth?
I literally stood on my couch and said, if they bring out John Moxley right now, what a scream.
That would have been crazy.
Would have been. I wonder how much money they would have had to pay him just to show up for that.
Too much, yeah. He's getting paid a lot at AEW. Not to mention that, it's like, if we were in a different... So, like, if Triple H would have taken over the company fully, not taken over, we'll say, but was, like, in charge of all creative back in 2023 for all of it, like, all the way, like, Vince was gone, I think you could have started to see those bridges getting built to where you would have had a moment like that.
but it just, it's not quite there yet.
Yeah, WWE is still very much like anti-AEW, anti like other promotions. I mean, yes, they did just do that thing with GCW.
Mm-hmm. And they've done TNA stuff.
And they did TNA stuff, yeah. But like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for a split second there, I really did think, oh my gosh, Lunatic Fringe Dean Ambrose. Yep. You know, coming out in his Shield gear.
I genuinely believed it for like a couple seconds there.
And I'm sure that's why they spent so long lingering on it, was just because it's like, oh, well, Seth, of course. Everyone thinks Seth.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Oh, and you know somewhere Jon Moxley was watching it, right?
Like, yeah,
you
of
know,
course.
Right? Those are his boys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Seth came in and Roman got his little revenge.
At this point, Roman has the chair, and it seems like he's going to get like the crushing blow to Cody Rhodes and finish him off with the chair.
Yeah, and then he sees Seth.
And he decides to pay him back for all those years.
Yeah.
Which was nice. I really enjoyed
it. I really liked that moment.
Yeah. And then Cody finally gets his chance to go after him, and then The Rock comes out. Well, no, The Rock comes out earlier than that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, no, because, yeah, John Cena goes after Solo.
Mm-hmm. Then The Rock,
then The Rock comes out to go after John Cena, and we have a moment where Cena and The Rock are staring each other down at WrestleMania 40. What the fuck?
Insane. And they did the whole, like,
yeah,
the head turn thing,
I know,
like they did for...
John Cena is hilarious. I loved, like... Wait, hang on, I got you. Like... That's what he was doing too. It's like, he's like, no, it can't be. And I remember seeing The Rock come out. I'm like, oh shit. I think I texted in our group chat at that time. I was like, is this 2015? Is this 2016? Like,
yeah,
is
yeah,
this
yeah.
like
what old? Is happening here?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The Rock gets Cena. Sure. The Rock gets Cena. Fair.
Mm.
Fair. You know, our Avengers are being beaten by The Rock, of course. And then the real shocker. The Undertaker's music hits, and The Undertaker appears in the ring and choke slams The Rock.
Yep.
And then they vanish. And I'm in this group chat with the others, and I'm like, did The Rock just die?
Oh yeah, did he disappear?
Yeah,
the
he
Rock
vanished.
Disappeared?
They both vanished, and I'm like,
The Rock died, and the Undertaker killed him.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, that's like, because the Undertaker's like one of those guys, right? Like, if the Undertaker takes you and disappears, like, oh, you got sent to hell or something.
That's
like
the implication
yeah.
that you have died.
Yeah, so I'm literally in here, I'm like, did they just kill The Rock in kayfabe? Like,
so Undertaker showing up was obviously a crazy moment. And I think I heard. Undertaker did not know he was doing that until like while the show was live.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is crazy to me that they were able to set that up in that short amount of time.
I feel like I read a rumor somewhere that like they were trying to get Stone Cold, but it just didn't work out.
That's where I was going with it. Like they put in Undertaker because Stone Cold couldn't make it.
Yeah, I mean I think it was fine. It was definitely surprising. Mm-hmm. I was definitely expecting Stone Cold over Undertaker, but I think Undertaker was good too. It was definitely shocking.
Yeah.
I also kind of liked seeing the Undertaker back, even though it was just him in like his hoodie and his beanie.
Yep.
That was kind of funny. Because he was probably hiding out there with the crowd or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I love the fact that they just vanished and then the belt is just sitting there. Where it says, like, Mama Rhodes on it, like, to the camera. Perfect. Flawless.
Yeah. That was a cool shot.
Just.
And then I think after The Undertaker was pretty much just the finish of the match.
It
right?
was, yeah. That's when the Seth thing happened.
Yep. And then off of that, Cody finally hit the crossroads.
The triple crossroads, yeah. His super finisher.
Yeah, the super finisher.
Yeah. And then Roman goes down and just. What a moment. I mean, they gave him 20 minutes after that card to just have people come out. And then a bunch of people from the locker room come out. You know, Jay's there. Sammy's there. Kevin's there. Randy comes out. It's just quite a moment.
It was probably the best feel-good wrestling moment I've seen in like a long, long time.
I think ever. I think that's
yeah, honestly, probably genuinely ever.
In my whole life. I've never seen the like more build up for one match. I mean, we're talking if you count all the way back.
If we're really going to go back like 40, 50 years.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, if we're going all the way back. I mean, yeah, the culmination of so many other wrestlers. And I mean, like, really, they only started this story. I'm sure that it only really got to this point when Cody came back.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, still, it's just the fact that it managed to work out so perfectly.
Yeah. You really can't write it any better.
Yeah, that's, like, one of those things that you just can't, like, it's only created in wrestling.
Yeah.
It's not created in anything else. You never find those kind of circumstances where it's, like, we've taken a legacy wrestler. We've taken another legacy wrestler. And we've built them up against each other for 4 years. And then we're able to culminate it at the 40th anniversary. I think it's technically like something different than that. But at the 40th WrestleMania, at our 40th big show, the biggest show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest show ever, actually.
Yeah.
As far as like storylines and like build up overall.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows what WrestleMania 50 has in store, but Jeez. Will it be as big? Who knows?
Yeah.
It might not be.
Maybe not. But yeah. So, and then the match ends. They all come out, which was not planned.
Oh, really? That whole part was not planned for them to all come out like that?
So just like how with Dusty, because they asked him that at the press conference. They were like, oh, was everybody coming out planned? And he was like, no. He's like, we didn't figure we were going to do that because that was like organic when it happened to Dusty. But then those guys just on their own just decided to do it. I mean, of course, some of them were already out there. Like, yeah. Seth was already there. You know, obviously, Jay was already there. Sammy was probably, like, right by... I think Sammy was right by the gorilla, didn't we see, backstage, or Sammy for Kevin's match?
Yep.
That Sammy was already right there. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. And that was WrestleMania 40. The story was finished.
The story was finished. And now they're holding up signs that say the next chapter.